Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, friends. Jimmy Horrors here from the Night's End podcast. Do you want a delicious story to keep you up at night? Well then, make sure you take the right door on your way down, as the others could lead to your immediate death. Just search the Night's End podcast on all major podcast platforms, and be sure to bring a sacrifice for my things. Trust me, you don't want to see them cranky.
Today's episode of The Other Stories is Sweet Shop, written by Carl Hughes and narrated by Josh Curran.
The audio clips you are about to hear come from audio wellness checks of employee 101558, Chris Greenwood. All audio clips you are about to hear remain full property of Sweet Shop. You are not authorized to share these clips with anyone under strict federal law. Audio clip 1.
Okay, I think this thing's recording. Yep, looks good. Okay, hi everyone listening. So, this is my first audio wellness check, loan working and all that. I'm on the road right now, making delivery 37 for today, Monday the 20th of January 2048. It's 3:15. Started pretty early today, not sure when I'm going to finish. I'm aiming for 170 deliveries, so yeah, everything's good. Feel well today, and I'll speak again next time.
Audio clip 2.
Hi there, I'm feeling good and okay to work. It is Tuesday the 21st, and I started work early today, so it is 5:25 a.m. See you later.
Audio clip 3.
Hello again. I'm feeling fine and good, and yeah, I'm good to go. Still don't get why we're told to do these check-ins. Oh shit, how do I stop this? Hey Rick. Yeah, not bad. What's up? Yeah, started a couple of days ago. Hours are longer than I thought to meet the quotas. Oh, the app's just like your cousin said. It's totally pointless, though. My theory is that it's just to prove there's a human in the vehicle. As long as you say anything, it probably checks the box. Yeah, I guess I could stick all the parcels in an auto delivery van, but they would definitely know.
Audio clip 5.
Hi again to no one. Just checking in as usual, even though there's no point. I think I forgot to press stop recording for the last couple of these check-ins. Yesterday's went on for ages. I realised something though, every clip is approved automatically after a few seconds, no matter what I babble on about, which definitely proves no one's listening. Who'd want to listen to my old boring voice? Nah, this system they've got, it's definitely to prove I'm human. I get it though, my friend linked me to an article explaining how these large companies are limited. The Human Non-Obsolescence Act. It says how many auto delivery vehicles and drones they're allowed to use. They have to use human drivers for the rest, and I guess I'm one of the lucky ones. Anyway, some good news though, I've raised my Sweet Shop Driver Star ranking to level 5. I'm pretty sure the first few levels are dead easy to get. I think I'm on an extra 35 cents per hour. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it soon adds up. I've looked through the levels, and if I can get to level 10, I can get 85 cents an hour extra, and loads of other benefits, like being able to take alternative delivery routes, which we all know secretly means better neighbourhoods, less risk of running into trouble. Should be able to get to level 10 pretty quickly, though. But anyway, I'm here, I'm real. Not that anyone cares.
Audio clip 31.
Hello, Sweet Shop fuckers. Well, let me tell you how I'm doing today. I spent the last couple of weeks pissing in bottles, eating nothing but fucking energy pellets through the day so I don't have to stop for a fucking lunch break, and I almost got to level 7, but now, because I've had 2 days off sick, which was genuine by the way, you've dropped me back down to level fucking 4. You won't pay me those 2 days anyway, so why does it matter? Apparently, my reliability level goes down if I don't tell you 48 hours in advance of taking a day off. I don't fucking know I'm gonna be sick 48 hours in advance. What a fucking joke! Also, what a stupid name. Sweet Shop. Everyone knows you're one of the shittiest companies out there. Fucking shit shop, more like. You already own more auto devices, delivery droids. Hell, you probably make more money than any other company on Earth. And you can't even give me 2 days fucking slack. No, I'm not well. I'm fucking pissed.
Audio clip 39.
Hi guys, so it's 2:35 a.m. Thursday. I've been accepted into the Midnight Heroes program. This is the second one of these calls I've had this week. I just got on the road and should be done doing these overflow packages in a few hours. It's not that, but more importantly, your reliability points go through the fucking roof. I'm on level 7 now, nearly level 8. I think I've cracked the secret with this. I've arranged it so my last drop-off is not too far from my flat, so I should probably be able to get in at least another 2 hours of sleep before my shift starts tomorrow. Anyway, I'm doing well, I feel well and all that stuff. Oh yeah, I shouldn't say this as I don't want to jinx it, but I have my third V-date on Saturday. It's with this girl called Gemma. We've been on 2 V-dates so far, just the standard ones, virtual restaurant, shit music in the background, all that crap. But if it all goes well, I'm gonna ask her if she wants to go on a real date soon. A fucking real date. I haven't met anyone in months. I don't think I've been on a real date in over 2 years. Oh, fucking time. Anyway, wish me luck, Mr. Sweet Shop.
Audio clip 40.
Hello. So, I'm just starting my shift after doing a midnight shift, and I'm feeling fine to work, I guess. I noticed in the morning that my skin has started turning a more greyish colour, which is not good. I've looked up online that apparently if you rely on those energy pellets for more than a couple of weeks, they can cause some people's skin to go a bit greyer. I'm going past one of those big shops today, so I'll see if I can afford some proper bread or something and make a sandwich. It's difficult to fit it in, but I've got to try. See you tomorrow.
Audio clip 43.
Hi guys, so it's Monday yet again. I feel well and fine to work, etc. and all that shit. Well, I say fine to work, but just pissed off at life generally. Met Gemma on Saturday using V-Date. She seemed fine, and the date went fine, everything seemed fine. Anyway, I suggested we meet up next time in person. She said she couldn't afford to meet anyone in person right now. The general virus vaccines now cost $470. I get a 50% off coupon for one test every year from Sweet Shop, which is pretty cool. So I told her I'd be getting my test soon. I did think about telling her she shouldn't bother, as I'm in a van all day. I don't even see anyone. I'm as safe as it gets. Anyway, that wasn't the issue. The issue is she doesn't want to pay for the vaccine. She told me I'm not worth it. Okay, she didn't say it in those exact words, but you get what I mean.
Audio clip 43.2.
Okay, so I've sent Gemma $470. I don't have much left for this week's rent, but I should have a few more midnight shifts coming up. I've had a few drivers off sick this week, which means I'll easily be able to make the money back. I messaged Gemma now, the good news, so all should be good.
Audio clip 43.3.
Right, just one more wellness update today. It's nearly 9 p.m. I've been waiting for a message back from Gemma all day, and she hasn't messaged back. She's clearly seen the message, and she's clearly seen the money. What the fuck? This is bullshit. You'd think she'd be grateful, bitch. She better hurry up.
Audio clip 44.
Hello. I feel well, and I'm fine to work.
Audio clip 45.
Hi. I feel fine. And I'm fine to work. See ya.
Audio clip 50.
Okay, this is fucking bullshit. So, last week, I was picked up by Sweet Shop for checking my phone too much whilst in the van. I've been temporarily removed from the Midnight Heroes program. This is really fucking bad, as I was relying on those to earn some extra cash and level up my driver star while I'm at it. They probably have cameras in here, something. Or they know if you stop a certain amount of time or something, I don't know. I could read the terms and conditions, I guess. It says here, the van logs all screen time, even on our own devices. What the fuck? Shit, I just read this on my own phone. Fuck. Fuck Sweet Shop. Fuck Gemma. Bet that's Gemma. About time. I've got to take that, but not in the van, as they'll know. I have to pretend to take a piss break or something. Yeah, I'm fine and well and whatever. Bye.
Audio clip 51.
Hi, I'm well and fine to work. I wish someone would actually listen to these so they would know how much I'm stressing right now. So, the message yesterday wasn't from Gemma, it was from the fucking landlord saying that last week's rent hasn't been paid. I've asked for an extension as I'm struggling this week. He's already applied the 40% late penalty premium. This is bad. He's going to chuck me out if I don't get something soon, he says. I've seen this other sweet shot program on the app that apparently pays a bit extra. You have to drive medical supplies to the outer towns. You have to get them there fast, apparently, which means my van is unlocked to go a bit faster. They're putting me through the V training this weekend.
Audio clip 54.
Hello, so I'm just about to start my first shift as a qualified medical hero driver. The journeys are a lot longer, but the pay should work out better. I've just left the city and I should be arriving at Outer Grenfell Town in 17 hours. That's with a lunch break and without taking into consideration the new speeds I'm allowed to do. I should be able to shave a few hours off that easily. Once I get back in a couple of days' time, I should be able to pay the landlord enough to make him happy. He's going to start evicting on Monday otherwise. Not sure how that's even fucking legal. I guess if you want to live in the city, that's what you have to put up with. But still, fucking bullshit.
Audio clip 54.2.
So, my van has just broken down. I can't believe this is happening. The mechanic is already 2 hours late. Wait, is that the mechanic? He's calling now.
Audio clip 54.3.
Okay, I'm really behind now. Shit. Sweet Shop is messaging me to say the meds probably won't make the necessary times needed. They're sending another driver with a second delivery. My pay isn't even going to cover the mechanic's costs. They can at least give me a chance. I just need a bit more time. I'm going to make it. Shit. Hello? Gemma, how are you? I was just thinking about...
Enabling emergency van microphone recording. Chris, it looks like you've been involved in an accident. Please respond if it is safe to do so.
Oh. Oh, shit. Fuck.
Chris, it looks like you've been punctured in the abdomen. Please try not to move. Do you wish to contact the emergency services?
Yes, get them as quick as you can. Fuck.
Contacting the emergency services now. Thank you for calling Sweet Shop Emergency Services. As a valued Sweet Shop employee, you will receive fast track through to the emergency services. What service do you require?
Ambulance! Fucking ambulance now!
Thank you. We have your location and we are processing it now. Your level 6 driver star grants you access to our bronze emergency services package. Your estimated wait time is 6 hours and 43 minutes.
6 fucking hours! Oh, that's too long. My legs are fucked. My chest. Oh, you've got to get here sooner.
Silver members enjoy faster response times and receive a wider range of benefits. Would you like to upgrade your membership? Minimum contract length 24 months. Your debit card will...
Yes! Fucking yes! Just do it! Get them here as quick as you can!
Processing.
I think... Gemma? I need...
I'm sorry, you don't have enough funds available to continue. Would you like to try another payment method? Cancelling upgrade. Thank you for using Sweet Shop Emergency Services. We will be with you in 6 hours 42 minutes. Goodbye.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Other Stories. Sweet Shop was written and edited by Carl Hughes, narrated by Josh Curran, with music by Tom Robson, and sound effects provided by freesound.org and zapsplat.com. The episode illustration was provided by Luke Spooner of Carry On House. Carl Hughes has never written any short stories before, but he has certainly heard a lot of them. That's because he is one of the lead audio editors at Hawk & Cleaver. Carl's been editing the other stories every week since the beginning of Space and Time. It wasn't that hard to steal the job from Luke Condor, me. In fact, he almost gave it up too easily. If you need help and advice recording your own podcast, or perhaps need a theme tune or some awesome sound effects creating, you can contact Carl Hughes on Twitter at Carl Hughes. Josh Curran is a narrator and writer. He's narrated many episodes of the other stories over the show's lifetime. He's also the creator of the horror audio drama podcast, Miscreation. You can follow him on Twitter at jcurranwriter. Did you know that not only do Hawk and Cleaver make podcasts, but you've also dabbled in comic books? If you head over to gumroad.com/Hawk and Cleaver, you can pick up issues 1 and 2 of our crowdfunded comic book about a luchador wrestler who wakes up and finds himself in a post-apocalyptic Mad Max style future. It's called El Marvo. And in the story, El Marvo has to start a revolution to fight the big bad dictator, Socrates. Lots of fun and lots of mayhem, so go check that out at gumroad.com/Hawk and Cleaver. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can help support the show over at patreon.com/Hawk and Cleaver. You can join our book club, movie club, and writing exercises over at facebook.com/groups/Hawk and Cleaver. And if you need help with your short stories or your podcasts, you can head over to theotherstories.net/services. The Other Stories is a production of the story studio Hawk and Cleaver and is brought to you with a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. That means don't change it, don't sell it, but by all means share the hell out of it. Until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.